Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
I'm fine. You?
I am fine as well.
I understand we're heading to the farm this
morning. We're heading to the farm, yep. We're going to do a few shows on farming and what they produce.
Okay. And what farm do you want to start off with?
Well, today I'd like to go to laughingdogfarm.com.
Laughingdogfarm.com. And you told me previously that they're over in Gill.
They're up in Gill on the old Renaissance Community location, you know, where the commune was, right there on that property.
And they have a website.
And they have a website, laughingdogfarm.com. It's run by, the farm is run by Daniel Botkin.
Mm-hmm.
He's a local guy, hacky sack professional.
He
hacky sacks for peace around the world.
All right.
He's considered a professional. He could go to the Olympics, I think.
What's his record?
I don't know. That's just a side thing. That he's got a little thing on it on the bottom of his website. But the main thing about this guy, and he's amazing. He's very passionate about what's called guerrilla farming.
Huh.
And he proselytizes about farming and bringing it to your backyard and, like, really doing it right and industrious and trying to really pack in as much as you can. I mean, mm-hmm. He's only got about 2 or 3 acres, and he produces as much food as maybe a 6 or 10 acre farm does with traditional methods.
Why would a farm need a website? I think you'd be the perfect person to ask.
Well, it's not mine. I haven't done it for him, and it's a little clunky. If you go there, you know, you're like, wow, this is kind of old school, but it's just packed. I mean, packed. The pages are long, lots of photos, a lot of information. It's, it's good in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
It provides information, and it's fun to be there and look at it, but, you know, by today's standards, it's a little maybe hokey-ish, but it does the job, and that's what's important.
Yep.
And it is. It's packed with photos and a lot of information, so you can go there and learn about. If you just want to start getting into farming in your backyard, even small, like if you got like a half an acre plot in the back, you're like, I should do something with this other than just throw my frisbee on it.
Uh-huh.
Then, you know, you go here and he'll tell you how to do it right.
LaughingDogFarm.com. I hope he explains the way in which they came up with the name Laughing Dog.
Well, they've had several dogs over the course of his life. And,
uh-huh.
And he's also, his nickname is Daniel Dog. With you know, his like old friends, they call him Dan.
Uh-huh.
So laughingdog.farm. But
yeah. Is he off Main Road in Gill?
Yeah, up the main road. You go up there. It's just before the school.
Yeah, on the left-hand side?
Tree. It's, they're on the right side as you're going up.
On the right side, okay.
Giving Tree's on the left, so yep. If you hit Giving Tree, you passed it. And it's the old Renaissance community. You know?
Okay.
So you hook a right, and you go up a tall hill, and it kind of spirals around to the tippy top. And beautiful views and good stuff. And I mean, the reason why I thought about talking about him specifically today is this past Sunday, he held a guerrilla farming workshop at the Old Poor Farm here in Greenfield. And it was just like, you don't need to tend to them. You don't have to worry about the plants. Like, mm-hmm. They want to grow. All you have to do is have the right soil and leave them alone. Make sure they're watered and everything. And he was just like throwing stuff around. Look, and here, look how easy this is. Wham, 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 boom. Now you got it. You know, it's like, don't plant one seed in each of your little trays. Just throw a whole bunch in and they'll grow up. And then you split them apart and you do this and that. And it was really quite funny and entertaining and informational. And I learned a lot. And mulch. If you know what if you want to know the secret is mulch.
Really?
Mulch and more mulch. And then after you've put on more mulch, put more mulch on top of that. That was his mantra through the whole thing, is good soil and just mulch the heck out of everything.
All right, so learn a little bit more about guerrilla farming.
Yep, guerrilla farming.
By going to Laughing Dog Farm.
LaughingDogFarm.com.
Mick from Montague Web Works right here in the Valley, building websites, consulting people on their websites. And, of course, Mick is a part of our 30% off store, too, at the Bear Country website. You can go to bear953.com, where you can print off your own certificates now for the 30% store. You could print off your certificates for Montague Web Works. Very good.
Thanks.
All right. Mick from Montague Web Works on Bear Country 95.3.